Harper Via and Harper Audio present No Place to Bury the Dead, a novel by Karina Sainz Borgo. Translated from the Spanish by Elizabeth Breyer. Performed by Maria McCann. To my people, always. You ever hear a dead man moaning? She asked me. No, Doña Eduviges. All the better. Juan Rufo, Pedro Páramo. Translated by Douglas J. Weatherford. When you died, I washed you with my hands. I dressed you all. Sophocles' Antigone. Translated by Robert Fagles. They wanted only to stay there, feeding on lotus with the lotus eaters. They had forgotten home. Homer, The Odyssey, translated by Emily Wilson. I came to Mesquite searching for Visitacion Salazar, the woman who would bury my children and teach me to bury those of others. I walked to the ends of the earth, or where I believed my own world had come to its end. I found her one May morning beside a stack of burial chambers. She wore red leggings and work boots, and a colorful scarf was tied around her head. A halo of wasps wheeled about her. She resembled a dark-skinned Madonna astray in a dump. On that arid parcel of land, Visitacion Salazar was the only living soul. Her dark lips framed white, square teeth. She was a beautiful black woman. Shapely and willful. Her arms, strong from cleaning the graves, gleamed in the sun. It was as though she were made of oil and jet instead of flesh and blood. Sand had muted the light and wind needled in our ears, a moan that seemed to rise through fissures in the ground. That breeze was a warning, a dense, strange dust storm like madness or pain. The end of the world was a mountain of dust, formed from the bones we had left behind on our journey here. At the entrance was a sign daubed with thick brushstrokes, the Third Country. It was an unofficial cemetery, home to the dead that Visitacion Salazar buried in exchange for goodwill alone. Sometimes not even that. Almost all who had been laid to rest had only the date of their burial on the slab. Their meager tombstones were engraved with scribbles made in fresh concrete, the rough scrawl of those who would never rest in peace. Visitacion didn't even turn to look at us. She was on the phone. The device was in her left hand. In her other were plastic flowers, which she planted into the recently churned mortar. Yes, honey, I can hear you.
Are you sure she's going to talk to us?
Salviero murmured. I nodded.
I can hear you, mamita,
she continued.
I was saying there are no more vaults.
Ay,
you're breaking up,
she cried, tragic comic.
Will she ever get off the phone?
Hush, Salviero.
Tell the man to wait, she cried, finally addressing us. The dead are patient. The dead are in no hurry whatsoever.
Another gust
Sample complete. Ready to continue?